Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. In case you forgot.
That a boy, that's the spirit.
It's a Ty MFing Law Tuesday.
Hey, Mr. Crab, man, tell Bill, man, hey, man, I need my money, man. I'm tied my law.
On WEEI.
Ty Tuesday is brought to you by AAA Now Hiring. Apply today at AAA.com/careers and Ty Law. Also brought to you on Ty Tuesday by V1 Vodka, which is Ty Law's vodka. Ty, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are you? I thought you were coming in here today.
I was supposed to come in there today. I really was, but I got to be like LeBron James this morning and take my talents back to South Beach. It's getting a little cold. I'm going to come back in, but I got to get. I'm on the way to the airport as we speak, man. I'm sorry I had to run. I got to get back down here to Florida.
Well, Wiggy was hitting the panic button all morning yesterday over the Patriots win. Are you a win on the road? Is a win on the road guy, or are you concerned about this football team?
I mean, a win is a win, no matter how it comes. But at the same time, we're talking about the Houston Texans. Come on, guys. I mean, you got to win that one. Even though we had, what was it, 4 or 5 offensive linemen out?
Four.
Yeah, I mean, so you got to take that in consideration. But at the same time, it's the Houston Texans. I understand we all get paid when you go out there and play the game. But that's a game that I didn't think that they would have that much trouble with, to be honest with you, especially after coming off of a big game against Tampa.
Yeah, I called it an ugly win, right? But and from a fan's perspective, I look at this team and I'm a fan of this team. I've been a fan for a long time. And that's a game I expected you to go out there and just completely dominate a Texans team that you were far better than in far superior. And when you don't do that, I have a little bit of concern, especially the way the defense played.
Exactly. I mean, it is some red flags there. I mean, you got the Mac Jones, for instance, he made some rookie mistakes, some bad throws, but at the same time, he came back, he made some throws when it counted. So you're going to see those ups and downs, but to not have an offensive line and come away with a win, I guess you can try to find some good in that, but I am a little concerned about the team overall. It's too many, highs and lows with the team. They're not playing consistent football right now, so they're going to have to pick the game up. It's still early in the season. And let's be quite honest, outside of Buffalo, the AFC East ain't that great. So you still got a chance.
Well, maybe things would have been different if your whispering in the ear of Steph Gilmore hadn't let him out of town.
Hey, you know what? I didn't see that one coming. I was with Steph at the game. I was sitting with Steph, and no one anticipated that one coming. But, you can't be surprised, either. You know who you're dealing with. And but good for Stephon. I did talk to him. He's back at home. Imagine Wiggy getting up out of your probably 15,000-20,000 square foot house and you're 20 minutes from work, So Steph is very happy right now. He's glad he's back home, and I wish him the best.
But wait, when you
still
spoke
to my little brother, regardless.
When you talk about him being your little brother and you talk about the game, you were with him at the Tampa Bay game, right?
Yes.
And he didn't give you any kind of indication that he was...
No, I don't think... at least he didn't share that with me at that point, but I don't think anyone was expecting that or anticipating that. You know, he was rehabbing as usual, you know, to prepare to come back. And unfortunately, whatever transpired between him and the organization didn't work out. But I know from talking to Stephon, he's happy. His wife is happy that they get to go back home. They just had a little baby a few months ago. So he's back at home around family. And, you know, that's where he wants to retire at. So what better way to go back and get two checks, hell?
Well, Ty, I tried to ask Bill about it yesterday about facing him week 9. So you've talked to Steph now that he's gone. Is there any type of excitement around him now that he has to face his old team? Is there any bad blood there?
You know, I know he's going to be excited, you know, to play him. And I think that's one of the target dates that he wants to come back. I do know that. But he's going to take it day by day. You know, he's still, you know, dealing with some. He's on IR, so he don't want to – I guess he doesn't want to push it. But I know he wants to play that game in particular. I mean, I do know that, but any extra emphasis on it, is any bad blood? I don't know. It might be one of those things that just couldn't come with the agreement. Like I said, I was surprised by the whole thing, but he's going to look forward to playing against the Patriots whenever he does play against them. I look forward to playing against them, Courtney. Hey, when I got released, when I came back to play the Patriots anytime that I got an opportunity, I was looking forward to playing in my old team because I wanted to play well. I want to show you what you've been missing and all that good stuff. So whatever you have to do to play in your head to perform, that's what you have to do. But I know he's excited about it, as I was.
Ty, the one thing I'm concerned about with this Gilmore situation, I remember being in Minnesota and we traded away Randy Moss. And everybody looked in that locker room like, wait a second.
Dummies.
Yeah, we're trading one of our best players. Now, Gilmore defensively, when those guys look and go, wait a second, we're struggling a little bit. We trade away our best player. Do you think that might come back to, like, you know, kind of have a little dissension in the locker room as far as some of those players going, Jesus, we're struggling on defense. We could have used a guy like Gilmore, kind of look at Bill like, why would you make that move?
There's always going to be questions within the locker room on certain decisions that upper management and head coach make. You know that. I mean, but guess what? That's why we're players and that's why their G is. But we're always going to question that, and I'm quite sure there are going to be some guys in there, that especially guys that haven't been around a long time, know how they operate. Now, you got guys like Devin McCourty that's still there. You know, he's still going to provide that leadership role. If anyone feels anything, it might be him because they played together, had so much success together for the longest. So it'll be interesting to, you know, to hear his thoughts, you know, on that. But they are a better team and are a better defense with Stephon Gilmore out there on the field. But at the end of the day, the NFL is a business. They couldn't get their business interests aligned. So that's why he had to move on, and that's why the organization did what they did. So I think – I don't know how in the hell they feel that that's a win as an organization. But as far as Stephon is concerned, you know what? He doesn't have – I guess doesn't have the pressure. He's back at home. He's going to be collecting two checks. So he's happy.
We're split in this room when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. I think a term used yesterday was flatline for Mac Jones. Have you seen any type of improvement from week one
that was
to
Wiggy
Sunday when it comes to the quarterback?
I just think it's all about the growth. I mean, he's going to have his ups and downs. I am not expecting but so much from Mac Jones in the first place. And what could we all expect from him when you have 4 of your 5 offensive linemen, you know, not playing in the game? So you knew it was going to be a tough game. So I think that he did enough to win the ball game, and that's all you can ask for. But let's keep in mind that he is a rookie. We're just still healing from the whole Tom Brady not being here. This is the quarterback of the future, so he's going to have his ups and downs. So, you know, I think he's right on par where he needs to be.
Ooh. Hmm. Oh.
See, I'm an offensive guy, though.
Say that again. So Wiggy can hear it. You did not, as a rookie, Mac Jones is exactly where you expected him to be. You did not have grand expectations his rookie season.
No, he didn't. And I think you know, even it all threw us off by the way he played in the preseason. We all thought that Cam Newton would be the star quarterback. He would be getting groomed up under Cam Newton to take the helm. So for him to go in there right now, no one expected him to be a starting quarterback. So he is right where he's supposed to be, and I think he's probably exceeding expectations because we had no expectations.
See, I look at it, and Ty will tell you, I'm an offensive guy, and I look at it, if I was on this offense and we were a team that we were averaging 17 points a game, scoring points the way we were, we weren't throwing the ball for a ton of yards, I would be like, what are we doing here? And that's the one thing that I look at this Patriots offense, and I go, offensively, they haven't shown me anything where I feel confident if they got to win a game, you know there's going to be one of those games where you got to win 34-31, that they can do that on the offensive side of the football.
I agree, but think about it from Josh McDaniel's standpoint because he's calling the plays. I'm quite sure they have something in the playbook that he can draw up that, yes, they don't do this consistently, but if they need to bring it out, that Mac is capable of making that play. They're going to win by committee right now. Running backs catching the ball out the backfield. The tight ends are not going to go downfield. They're going to take their shot every now and again. You know, and there's few and far between. But they're playing they're managing the game, but they're also managing Mac. And I think that's good for a young quarterback because you can go out there and not play well. It can mess with your head, and you are done. So I love the way that they're handling him right now. And like I said, people's expectations shouldn't be so far up there like he's Tom Brady or somebody, man. Let's just keep it real and be honest with ourselves and say, you know what, we have a quarterback for the future. Right now he's a rookie. Let's just down the expectations, even though, yes, he is a professional football player. Yes, he is the quarterback. But damn it, Tom Brady just left, and no one's going to be that right away.
How impressed have
Probably
you been?
Ever.
Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
Ever. Yeah, ever.
How impressed have you been ever. With Matt Judon?
He can play. Now, I mean, that is definitely a bright spot on the team, you know, as far as him being physical and getting to the quarterback. I love it. We need some more guys like that. And I'll go back in because I'm just going to keep always teasing that because, one, it's my brother, is number 24. Every time we had a Super Bowl, it was a number 24 out there playing cornerback, balling. Imagine him out there with Stephon Gilmore, yo.
Maybe J.C. Jackson should change his number to 24.
he got to step his game up. You put that on now, it's going to be some real expectations. You know, you got to have some swag to you to put that number on, Wiggy.
I know.
But Ty, just to be clear, and I hate to bring the name up, but you would prefer that this team have Mac Jones as its quarterback at this moment as opposed to Cam Newton, correct?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I still think, Cam, for what it's worth, is the more experienced quarterback, and he will be the better quarterback. But I think for the situation with the Patriots and where they're going with their team, Mac Jones is the answer, and I see him being the future quarterback for a long time. I think he's going to be very good, but to say he's better than Cam Newton as a rookie, I'm not going to sit here and disrespect Cam like that.
Well, you know what? Hey, I got no more questions. All I know, Saturday was a great day for me. My Bulldogs won. I was sipping on some V1 vodka. I know Michigan was able to win, so hey, that's all I need right there.
All right. Speaking of V1, I know you're going to be out and about over the next bunch of days. Where can we run into you?
We're going to be at Howl at the Moon in Boston on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. And then on Sunday, we going in on the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to shock the world, the Patriots. We're going to get these Cowboys. I don't think anyone's expecting the Patriots to win this game. So I'm going to be up there with V1 in the suites. We're going to do a tasting. We're going to get, you know, nice and tipsy before we go out there and watch the Patriots whoop on Dallas.
That'd be a signature win if they can beat Dallas. That'd be that win that I'm looking for.
Exactly. And they need that one. They need that one. So, I mean, it's going to be, you know, primetime game. Everyone is going to be watching. I grew up a Dallas Cowboy fan. So, you know, I'm diehard Patriot now, but I grew up diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. But now You know, I'm full tilt Patriots, so Dallas got to go down.
All right, Ty Law, Ty Tuesday, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week. We'll see you Saturday night. And ask for V1 vodka, whether you're out and about at a restaurant or a bar or at your favorite package store.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And like you said, I'll see you guys Saturday.
All right.
Don't be late, Wiggy and Coco.
I won't.
No, I'll be right on time.
All right, great. Take it easy, guys.
All right. That is Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday, and we'll be right back.
WEEI is searching for the next Red Sox podcast co-host.
And the Boston Red Sox are the world champions.
So go and grab your favorite Sox jersey and submit a 2 to 4 minute video of yourself giving us your best Sox take.
Looking up, it's gone!
Apply now at WEEI.com/podsocks and you could be hired. Must be 18 or older to apply.
The search for the next dynamic and passionate Red Sox podcast co-host is on. That's WEEI.com/podsocks.
ZipRecruiter is a proud partner of Odyssey's 2400 Sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.